Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a naturally brilliant smile present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your bonnet, put on your bonnet, put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Through the fields of clover we will ride over on our golden wedding day. And I'm all great, Bonnie, with the blue ribbons on it.
In spite of Judy's every effort, she's still like a fish out of water in Brentwood society. At the moment, she's discussing the situation with Geranium.
Gosh, Geranium, I've been living here for months with Aunt Aggie, and I still ain't a debutante.
Well, I wonder what's holding you back, Miss Judy.
Maybe it's my figure.
Oh, but you got a good figure, honey.
I don't know, Geranium. I think if I had a little more where it ain't, and not so much where it is, I wouldn't have to tuck it in where I ought to let it out. Yeah, and just look at my nose. Look at my nose. Look at that thing.
Oh, honey, I don't see anything wrong with it.
You don't? Why, shucks, Geranium, my nose is so shiny, I broke it once, and I had 7 years bad luck.
Say, honey, if you think you ain't got a nice figure, you should have my trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, honey, when I put on my new whalebone corset for the first time, I could almost hear the whalebone say, "Oh, boy, back home at last."
Yes. Yeah, but your boyfriend Pomeroy likes you, doesn't he, Geranium?
Oh, yeah, honey, he calls me his oomph girl.
Oomph girl?
Yeah, every time I sit on his lap, he goes, "Oomph."
Oh, hello, Aunt Aggie.
Oh, Judy, dear, have you heard the news? Brenda Laverne, the society girl, has just arrived in Brentwood.
Brenda Laverne? Yes. You mean Chauncey's ex-financee?
Yes, Judy. You know, she's in the social register. Why, back on Long Island, she used to ride to hounds.
You mean the poor girl's gone to the dogs?
Well, you know, Judy, this means you have a rival for Chauncey's affections. Besides, Brenda's very wealthy.
She is?
Yes. She came out to California with 16 hat boxes and a private car.
Well, shucks, I came to California with 16 box cars and a private hat. Say, Aunt Aggie, what does she want with all them duds anyhow, you reckon, huh?
Well, Judy, she's going to be a model in the Brentwood fashion show tonight.
Gosh, she's going to be a model?
Yes, Judy, and I want you to enter that fashion show and show Brenda up. It won't be easy, you know. Brenda's a very beautiful girl. Why, do you know, she has a face treatment and a permanent every week?
A face treatment and a permanent? Golly, that's too bad.
What's too bad, Judy?
That her face is permanent.
Well, Judy, Mrs. Van Atwater is in charge of the fashion show. I'm going to call her right now and enter your name as a model.
You know, Miss Judy, if I had a figure like yours, I'd be a model myself. But I can't do it with this hourglass figure I've got.
Hourglass figure, Geranium?
Yeah, honey, looks like all the sand run into one end. Girl, I sure hope you make out all right in that fashion show.
Oh, don't worry, Geranium. I used to work for MGM.
You mean Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer?
No, Max's Grocery Market. You know, my Uncle R.T. had a candy store and butcher shop combined back home.
Candy store and a butcher shop? What'd he make?
Chocolate-covered meatballs. Oh. And you know, Geranium, while I was working there one day, the handsomest fella came in. He walked up to me, looked me in the eye, and do you know what he said?
No, ma'am. What'd he say?
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, where have you been all afternoon?
Well, Senorita, I was next door and I was eating four-leaf clovers.
Eating four-leaf clovers?
See, the lady told me I could mow the lawn for my lunch.
But, Pedro, didn't you take a box lunch with you?
Oh, no, Senorita. Every time I eat a box lunch, I get splinters in my teeth.
Pedro, what's in that jug you've got in your hand there? What's that there?
Well, my brother sent it to me, Senorita, but I'm afraid to open it. It is Acapulco apple juice.
Acapulco apple juice?
Si. Jet propulsion in a bottle. You know, my brother took a drink of this once and he went from Mexico City to Tampico without even touching the ground.
Well, tell me, does your brother send you gifts very often, Pedro?
See, last week he sent me a carton of cigarettes for my girl, but she sent them back.
She sent the cigarettes back?
See, my brother smoked them down too far before he sent them. You know, my girl and I are friends again. I took her for a ride on my bicycle.
On your bicycle?
See.
Well, say, ain't she pretty fat?
She is plump. And I had to pump. It was like a jump. We went over a bump and hit a stump. And I got a big lump.
You got a big lump?
Gee, I fell on my trousers. Well, I will go now. Hasta la vista.
Regards to your sister, too, Pedro.
Judy, it's all arranged. You'll compete against Brenda Laverne at the fashion show. Oh, be sure and look your best, Judy.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Say, I wonder if I'd ought to wear my new synthetic stockings. You know, they're made out of a mixture of coal, wood, and rubber.
Coal, wood, and rubber?
Yeah, and when I get a run in my stockings, I don't know whether I got a clinker, a splinter, or a blowout.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following message is presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate Palmolive Peat Company. Today, Mrs. G. learned that Bill, her husband, was coming home from the war, coming home for good. She rushed over to give the glad news to Bill's mother and father. After the first quick surge of joy, Bill's wife and parents seemed to let down. They looked worried. The same thought struck each of them. They were thinking, what is Bill going to do? What kind of a job can he get? He's been away 3 years, and he's lost touch with civilian jobs and life at home. So we'd like to take a minute to tell the families of men like Bill that service men and women, too, have, for the most part, acquired skills which qualify them for a better peacetime job than they had before. Indeed, many of these men have already returned to civilian life, and because of their new training and experience, they have been able to secure jobs which they couldn't have obtained in their pre-war, unskilled days. So if you have a dear one, a man or woman in service who's coming home to take up civilian life and duties once more,
you can be pretty sure that your veteran has acquired some new and valuable assets. They're the skills, training, and experience he has acquired in the Army, Navy, or Marine Corps, and they'll stand him in good stead. Well, Judy is determined to outdo Brenda Laverne at the fashion show tonight and win the admiration of Chauncey Van Atwater. Geranium is helping Judy get dressed.
Say, Miss Judy, what kind of hat you going to wear?
Well, Geranium, I was going to wear my Daniel Boone hat.
Daniel Boone hat? What's that?
Well, it's got feathers on it and nuts and a real live squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah, but I had to throw it away.
Why, honey?
Well, I didn't mind the squirrel eating the nuts, but when he started storing them in my mouth for the winter, that was too much. Here, help me on with my girdle and my dress.
Okay, honey. Yeah, slip into this girdle.
You know, Geranium, a girdle is like an income tax report.
What you mean, Miss Judy?
If you put in the wrong figure, you get pinched. Golly, you know, I wished I was beautiful like Brenda Laverne.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Golly, when I was your age, I was this curve, too. You know, I wanted to grow up and spread good cheer.
And did you?
No, honey, I just grew up and spread. Hey, Miss Judy, you're going to have competition tonight. That Miss Brenda's smart.
Well, that's Canova's a smart, too.
Yeah, but I understand that Miss Brenda got a complete education in just 3 years of the girls' school.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. My cousin got an education in just one day at a girls' school.
Which cousin?
My cousin George.
Oh.
Miss Canova, your aunt wants to know if you telephoned the dress shoppy about your new gown for tonight.
Oh, howdy, Winchester. No, I didn't call him. I tried to use that little phone booth downstairs, but something kept swinging back and forth, hitting me in the head.
But, Miss Canova, we don't have a phone booth downstairs.
I know. I got into the grandfather's clock by mistake. I sure having fun there, though, between 1 and 3. It kept hitting back and forth. It hit me on the head. You should have saw me. I was a sight.
Yes.
Well, I was.
I imagine you would be.
Say, do you have any idea what I have to do tonight, Winchester?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Canova. Yes, I do indeed.
I knew you wanted to be
thank
in
you.
On this.
Yes.
You always want to know what goes on, Winchester.
Yes, it is sort of interesting, you know. But you get back. The models display the gowns, and the spectators bid war bonds for the prettiest gowns.
Oh, war bonds? You mean that the highest bidder gets to keep the gown?
That's it, Miss Canova. If your gown is purchased, you will go home in a blaze of glory.
You mean I'll go home in a barrel?
Oh, just think, Miss Canova. The war bond sold in the name of your beauty may be enough to bring 10 soldiers from France to the United States.
Say, I was in a bond rally like that once before.
Really? How many bonds were sold in the name of your beauty?
I brought 1 soldier from Los Angeles to Hollywood. Aggie.
Oh, good heavens, Judy. What have you done to your face?
What's wrong with it?
Well, one half of your face looks so much better than the other half.
Well, you see, I've been following the 14-day palm olive plan, and I've only been on it 7 days.
Judy, you've got to outshine Brenda tonight and captivate Chauncey Van Atwater. Make yourself as attractive as possible.
Well, and don't spray any of your perfume on me again, Aunt Aggie. Chauncey says it makes me smell like
a delicate flower?
No, a delicatessen.
Miss Judy, Miss Brenda's on the phone. Will you take it up here?
Okay, Geranium. Hello?
Hello, Miss Canova. This is Brenda Laverne of the Oyster Bay Laverne.
Howdy. This is Judy Canova of the Soup Bone Canyon Canova. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm checking up for the committee. Are you wearing an afternoon en somme tonight?
You mean an ensemble?
No, Miss Canova, I mean an ensemble. Are you wearing one?
Nope, on some it looks good. On me it looks terrible.
Well, I wonder if you You won't feel out of place tonight. You know, Miss Canova, all the other models are college graduates. I'm Wellesley, 1942. What are you?
Colgate Palmolive Pete, 1945. With options.
Mother was certainly foolish to ask you to participate tonight. You won't have a chance against me. I'm wearing a strapless evening gown, a sequin jacket, and nylon. What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm going to wear my baseball dress.
Your baseball dress?
Yeah, it has a diamond back, a grandstand view, and it shows lots of curves. I'll have two strikes on you before we start. Goodbye. Come on, Aunt Aggie. We're going out and buy me the classiest dress we can find. I'll show her.
May I help you, ladies? I'm the proprietor of this dress shop, hey?
Mister, have you got something in a real classy dress?
Classy? Our head designer's name is Skepper. Skepper. Lucian Lila. Lucian. His name is Adrian. Ed. His name is Mo.
Nynaeve doesn't want to buy anything here unless it's exclusive.
Exclusive?
Yes.
Why, when you wear one of our creations, you'll look just like Hedy Lam. Hedy Lam. Betty Gray. Betty Gray. You look like Miss America. Miss America. Forget it. You'll be a mess.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, look at this swell fur jacket.
Oh, say, you know, madam, we raise our own fur. Our own. You see, we trap this silver fox. Silver. We trap this beaver. We trap this mink. We trap this chin. We ran over a rabbit.
Oh, Judy. Judy, I'm afraid we're wasting our time. Brenda Laverne will walk off with all the honors tonight. She's such a glamour girl.
Oh, don't give up, Aunt Aggie. I'll win out yet. You know, I'm sort of an OPA girl.
OPA girl, Judy?
Yep. When I was born, Pa looked at the stork and said, "Is this trip necessary?"
Thank you.
was Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing Lady Be Good. A few minutes ago, I spoke about returning veterans and told how many returning servicemen have stepped into jobs calling for special skills and training. Now, just let me give you a few of the different kinds of jobs which our veterans can fill because of what they've learned in the Army and Navy. Well, an aerial gunner might become a locksmith, meter repairman, or ballistic expert. An artillery mechanic could become a truck mechanic, aircraft mechanic, or fuel system installer. A radar repairman could be a radio electrician, public address serviceman, or instrument maker. The list is long, the variety is great. The opportunities are many, and they cover the business, scientific, technical, industrial, and engineering fields. It's indeed assuring to know that when our men return for good, they'll have new skills and training for worthwhile jobs, in many cases, better jobs than they had before. Well, Judy's about to leave for the fashion show, and Chauncey's waiting for her in the living room. But at the moment, Judy's talking to Aunt Aggie.
Well, I'm all set to go, Aunt Aggie. I sprinkle myself with perfume, and I even gargle with that new mouthwash I found in the kitchen.
Judy, that's not a mouthwash. It's an insect spray.
Insect spray? Gosh, then that explains it.
Explains what, Judy?
Every time I sneeze, I kill flies. And the funniest looking thing
you
see them up
Judy,
there and in here.
Listen, dear, you'd better go now. Chauncey is getting impatient.
Judy, are you nearly ready? Hey, you look wonderful. Gosh, Judy, you're a vision of loveliness tonight.
Oh, shucks. I bet you said the very same thing to Brenda Laverne.
Nonsense, Judy. Why, Brenda's just a passing fancy.
Yeah, I've heard that when you're with her, you make some pretty fancy passes, too. That's what they told me.
Of course, I will admit Brenda is very beautiful.
You don't say.
Yes, I do.
Well, don't say it again. Tell me, Chauncey, how is she dressing tonight?
Well, why do you ask, Judy?
Well, I want to do everything just the opposite.
Oh, well, Brenda's wearing a white gown.
Good. I'm wearing a black one.
And she's supposed to make an entrance leading a Persian cat on a leash. She'll probably have to drag it in.
Well, that means I'll have to look like something the cat dragged in.
You know,
it might not be so hard to do if I worked on it a little bit.
You know, Brenda is trying to win the title of Miss Indoor Girl. She says she'll win the title hands down.
Hands down? What you mean? Is she coming in on all fours? Say, I think I know how I can beat her. Excuse me a minute while I talk to Pedro. I'll be right back. Oh, Pedro!
Yes, Senorita.
Pedro, listen. Do you know anything about cats?
Gee, I know all about the cat and his honey.
No, Pedro. You mean the bee and his honey. You don't know your bees.
You don't know my cat.
Well, never mind that now. Never mind. Listen, there's a certain animal I want you to get for me. Are you afraid of animals?
Oh, no, Senorita. I know the language of all the animals. I talk to all of them, even to the birds and the insects.
Do insects talk, Pedro?
Gee, once I heard a moth chewing the rag.
Well, listen to me careful now. Gee. Now, here's what I want you to do. First, you go out.
Well, Judy, the fashion show is about to start, and I want you to meet Brenda Laverne. Brenda, this is Judy.
Well, Miss Canova, from your appearance, it's quite obvious that you patronize nothing but the old-fashioned salon.
Oh, that ain't true. I've never been in a saloon in my life.
Brenda, Judy hasn't been around very much.
Oh, dear, what a pity. She should see me in New York Cafe Society. One might almost say I was a perpetual habitué.
One of my uncles was, too, but he took the cure.
Miss Canova, I was referring to my many evenings at the Stork Club.
The Stork Club? Shucks, my uncle started his own Stork Club in Arkansas. He had 15 kids. That's what he did. You know, it was one of them there radio families.
A radio family, Judy?
Yeah. Can you top this?
it's a good thing for you, Miss Canova, that the contestants aren't being judged for intelligence tonight.
Sure
you see, I graduated from Wellesley. They called me Brainy. I was at the head of the class.
Well, I graduated from Cactus Junction. They called me Carney. I was at the foot of the class.
Well, don't you worry about your education, Judy. Men find beauty in a girl's mind.
Maybe so, Chauncey, but that ain't where to start looking.
Attention, girls. All contestants for the title of Miss Indoor Girl, take your places, please.
Oh, excuse me, Chauncey, dear. I must go out to the car and get my Persian cat. I'll see you later.
Gee, she sure is pretty, ain't she? And she's got a swell figure.
Well, don't you worry, Judy. After all, what has she got that you haven't got?
I ain't sure, Chauncey, but on her it looks like it came from the black market. Yeah, but I ain't worried. She ain't gonna be Miss Indoors after she goes to her car.
Why, Judy?
Because she's going to be Miss Outdoors, and she's going to have to stay outdoors.
So what do you mean?
Pedro traded her Persian cat for a skunk.
Now, here's Judy Canova to sing Irving Berlin's beautiful ballad, All of My Life.
I just want to write and love you all of my life. Just to write to take care of you all of my life. I just want to write to be near you, always to be there.
Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion, and don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies, save every drop of used fat, even the fat so burned and black you'd think it's no good. But it is good. It's needed in making medicine, munitions, synthetic rubber, military and naval soaps. Soaps for the home front, too. Scores of vital war supplies. Every drop of fat you save and sell is grease for the wheels of victory. So fill a tin and turn it in. Get 2 red ration points and 4 cents a pound. If you live in a small city or community and your regular meat dealer doesn't accept used fats, call your county agent or home demonstration agent immediately. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the 2 products that bring us together each week, Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying,
good night, soldier, wherever you may be.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.